Indiana legislators have hotly debated the state's alcohol laws for years, most recently discussing cold beer and carryout sales. But before alcohol can even be sold, a permit or license must be obtained. The process isn't easy, and some are calling for a change in the process. But as WFIU's Lindsay Wright reports, it's unclear what that change should be.
A historic theater in downtown Bloomington is getting a serious makeover. Right now, during the demolition stage, piles of wood are being taken in and out. There are tools on the floor, sawdust everywhere.
After you just take a couple steps, you'll obviously be able to look up all the way straight up to 25-foot ceilings.
That's Logan Hunter. He plans to open an upscale rustic bar and restaurant called Alchemy in the Princess Theater. Hunter scouted locations for his bar for more than 4 years before locking in this location. He's faced one challenge after the next in need of fixing, with plumbing, flooding, and mold, for example. But another necessity on his list? An alcohol permit.
Like, at this point, automatically just, you know, it's a dead end. There are none available.
That's because whether certain types of permits are available or not through the Alcohol and Tobacco Commission depends on where you're at. It's based off a quota system determined by the size of a town or city's population. Heather Lynch is the media relations officer with the Indiana State Excise Police. She says it's not her job to make the rules, but that the quota system does make sense.
If there was not a quota system, then you could have an entire street that is, you know, nothing but alcoholic beverage establishments, and then the next street over, and then the next street over.
There are more than 50 different types of permits for selling alcohol, and there are different ways to get the one you need.
The hottest commodity, so to speak, would be a three-way license with carryout. So someone who wanted to have beer, wine, and liquor, and then also be able to sell for carryout.
Here are the options for buying a permit. You can buy an existing one from the Alcohol and Tobacco Commission at a fixed price. A three-way license, for example, is $1,000. But that's only if one is available, which is rare. New ones can be added when a census is done and the population grows. You can also buy a permit from a current owner of one or bid on one at an ATC auction. That happens when people don't renew their permits. Here's Hunter again.
Some people actually need them for existing establishments or establishments that they're planning on building. Other people don't need them and already are running establishments, and they bid on them and buy them so they can then scalp them, if you will, later.
That's right. The seller picks their selling price. And Hunter says from his experience, negotiations for a permit can start around $200,000. That's a huge expense for a new business owner like Hunter. And Democratic State Representative Terry Austin says possibly an unintended consequence when lawmakers designed the rules.
Well, the quota system, when it was passed, was actually a great idea to say, let's put some safeguards around alcohol access. But as demographics have changed, as development has changed, economic development has changed drastically.
Legislative leaders this year announced a 2-year study into the state's alcohol statutes. Some lawmakers called for a comprehensive overhaul of alcohol laws after controversy erupted when Ricker's convenience store legally began selling cold beer through a loophole. Austin says she doesn't want to predict future changes to the laws, but she thinks everything is on the table for discussion, including permit processes.
We know that, I mean, if we're going to be responsive to the public, we've got to take a look at everything, and we're going to have to find a way to make it work, one, both from a safety and access standpoint, but also from changing consumer norms.
Hunter says he understands reforming the alcohol permitting process is a slippery slope, but something has to change.
Having no licenses available just causes headaches and frustration, and it also ends up meaning that you're going to lose out on a lot of things that could bolster the economy in Monroe County.
Hunter is moving forward with renovations of his bar, which he plans to open sometime in the fall. For WFIU News, I'm Lindsay Wright.